It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Hurricane Florence is now Tropical Depression Florence, and it sailed into the Carolinas over the weekend and sat down like an uninvited guest it was and created havoc. The storm has resulted in flooding in coastal communities, sent thousands of people into shelters, and sparked worries of avalanches in the mountain regions. Before the storm began, National Guard troops and rescue organizations from different states sent people to North and South Carolina to be able to jump right into the rescue effort. About 30 people from Wisconsin's Red Cross headed into the path of the hurricane before it hit landfall. How are they doing and what are they seeing? Justin Kern is the Regional Chief Communications Officer of the American Red Cross in Wisconsin. He joins us now from Milwaukee. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me this morning.
So how are the volunteers faring?
I'm getting some texts back. It's like you said, that rain is just sitting out there, and that's one of the things we were really concerned about with this storm heading in, because of the risks of flooding. I mean, the things that we even saw a little bit of out here in the state at the end of August and early September. But volunteers have sent me a couple texts. They're safe. You know, they did go out ahead of time. We had 34 that went out ahead of time. And are generally at shelters with people who've been evacuated, needed somewhere to go. So they're safe, but some of those shelter locations have moved and changed, and some of the volunteers have moved around based on assignments and based on where the need has grown because of this just changing and deadly storm.
I've been watching this over the weekend, and I've seen some pretty daring rescues. What are some of the things that your volunteers are encountering?
Yeah, so far it's really that sheltering aspect, trying to get people that were able to get out, able to evacuate, and even some of the people that have been, rescued by, I think it's the Cajun Navy's out there. There's the National Guard is out there, and certainly emergency management officials. I know there were a lot of people in that New Bern area that were able to get rescued and to go to either Red Cross or partner shelters. And I guess what I'm hearing so far from our folks that are there is a lot of story of people, some resiliency and people who, it's a big question mark right now of what it's going to look like in the week ahead. Everyone's kind of hunkered down even with some of the rain, especially in the hardest hit areas, the Carolinas there. So far it's a little wait and see, but in addition to those 34 people that went out ahead of time, we're now at 61 total volunteers that either through this weekend or through today will go out. And a lot of those people going out in this second wave are part of what we would call disaster assessment. So those are the people that are going to go out mobily, go out into the fields and see a lot more of the firsthand tragedy and trauma out there.
How many people are right now in Red Cross shelters?
We had about 20,000 that stayed through the night. There's 200 either Red Cross or partner shelters where we're helping out. That's an incredible amount of people, mostly in North Carolina. Also equates to about 130,000 meals. We've had great partners like Southern Baptist and celebrity chef Jose Andreas. And in total, the Wisconsin response with volunteers is part of about 2,300 volunteers who have been mobilized throughout the East Coast, descending upon the East Coast to help in the early stages of the response to the storm.
I want to ask about the path of the storm. You sent out 34 people before it hit. We weren't really sure before it hit whether it was going to hit South Carolina harder or North Carolina harder. It kind of veered more into North Carolina. How did you know where to send people?
Yeah, we had partner shelters and in our kind of work with emergency management officials on the ground, educated best guess on where people were going to be evacuated and need help. That said, some of the people that we sent to Virginia, for instance, I know have since shifted to places that have opened up anew in North Carolina in particular. So, there's kind of best planning, but there's just the wide unpredictability of this type of storm and the type of damage it's causing. So, one of the things that we're trying to think about when we're sending out people now is that how they're going to be able to get to that response and recovery phase and where that's going to be needed most. It looks like North Carolina right now, but again, that rain and that the flooding is just kind of sitting out there and mounting, frankly.
You mentioned storms and flooding here in Wisconsin. It's been a busy year for Red Cross volunteers in Wisconsin. What have they been doing?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of these volunteers who went out just spent, you know, a week or two or a few days throughout our entire state. I was talking with Judy Giacomino. She's one of my favorite volunteers, but she's like this disaster superstar, and she can do anything from sheltering and getting people fed to going out and making sure that people are safe in remote sites. And she's from the Madison area, and she went out to Madison, or she went out to North Carolina, but she had just come off about a week and a half helping people in Southwest Wisconsin out in kind of Madison, Rock Springs, Middleton area. What she was kind of saying, and she's been deployed a ton of times, was that some of the things that she saw from flooding both in Harvey a year ago and even in our own backyard the last month were things that she was going to be able to kind of apply where she was going to go out to in North Carolina. So you're right, it's been a lot of catastrophe. I mean, but it's what we do, it's what we train for. And you know, unfortunately, it is the kind of thing we have to go out to. But I know that our volunteers, they inspire me when they're able to get out and help people firsthand who are clearly in need.
Okay, so talk to me about this training. If I or somebody listening wants to become a Red Cross volunteer, how much training do I have to undergo, and what does it look like?
Sure, there's lots of ways that you can volunteer, but you know, specifically to this type of volunteer, there are so many ways that the people we would send would get trained and prepared. You would have certainly online trainings and best practices and that kind of thing, but we'll have something, for instance, called a disaster institute. So this happens typically in the spring, where we invite a bunch of the volunteers and staff to one spot and kind of even set up a fake shelter, per se, in a conference center or a hotel. To really start to get the feel, but a lot of the people, before they would go out to a larger scale hurricane response like this, they would be more typically involved in the day-to-day disasters that we respond to, particularly house fires. Now, Ray Teschke is another volunteer. I met him at the airport here in Milwaukee yesterday. He's from Horicon, and it was his first deployment. He was typically involved in sheltering with home fires and getting people safety and getting and comfort after a home fire, but he was also able to help us in the last few months, both in Sun Prairie and in the explosion out there in Beaver Dam. So There's a lot of practice on the back end, best practices from our staff and our national offices, but it's the kind of thing that a lot of people, they'll learn by doing and learn a lot by helping people.
So if people don't necessarily want to volunteer to go to North Carolina, what can we do to help out the Red Cross right now?
Absolutely. The three main ways. I mean, you go to redcross.org and you can find that form to sign up to be a volunteer if you're so inspired. Might not get you out to this disaster, but certainly will get you trained and prepped for the next response, the next thing that might happen in our own neighborhood or across the country. If you're able and you can point your generosity toward our donate page. You can also find a way to give blood. A lot of the blood drives on the East Coast have been shut down or put on pause just because of the widespread of Florence of shutting down a bunch of their blood drives. So that kind of impacts our ability to have blood on the ready. So those would be three ways I'd suggest people can get involved right away.
Justin Kern is the Regional Chief Communications Officer of the American Red Cross in Wisconsin. He's been talking to us about people deployed from Wisconsin in North Carolina in the wake of Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Florence, or Tropical Depression Florence. Justin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, a new national report is suggesting states make changes before the 2020 election and maybe even the 2018 election. We're going to talk to election officials about the report and about Wisconsin's election security efforts. That's after this news. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.